Welcome back to the Roundtable. Maggie Shipstead's new novel, Astonish Me, is a compelling glimpse into the demanding world of professional ballet and its magnetic hold over two generations. While garnering terrific reviews, Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga will host an interview and book signing with Maggie Shipstead. She'll be interviewed by Darlene Myers, the artistic director and choreographer of Northeast Ballet and Myers Dance Center. Astonish Me is the new novel. It's the story of Joan, a young American dancer who helps a Soviet ballet star defect in 1975. A flash of fame and a passionate love affair follow, but Joan knows that on stage and off, she is destined to remain in the background. She raises provocative questions in the novel about the nature of talent, the choices we must make in search of fulfillment, and how we square the yearning for comfort with the demands of art. It is a pleasure to welcome Maggie Shipstead to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me, Joe.
A delight to have you on the program and to talk about this novel. It's been getting beautiful reviews, and rightfully so. It is a lovely, lovely novel. What brought you to the subject?
I'm kind of a lifelong fan of ballet, although not a dancer myself, which you would know if this weren't radio. But my mom was also a pretty hardcore ballet fan, and she started taking me when I was 5 years old, and we'd go to about four ballets a year until I left for college, and now I go see it whenever I can. And so I'd written a short story about this character, Joan, and the story was a little different. It was more about parents being competitive about their small children's futures, kind of in the abstract. And then when I went to revise it, it just sort of kept growing and growing. And I found I really loved writing about dance, and it was a really nice way for me to kind of spend time with ballet in sort of an unusual fashion.
To enter that world, I mean, I think you can say this about any world of what is this like, but it's a passionate, political, artistic world that is very, from people from the outside can look quite peculiar. And I'm curious as to what it was, even with a passion for the dance itself, of what it's like to enter that world and see what goes on behind the curtain.
Well, I'm interested, I'd say, in the practices of artists of all kinds. And I think writing about any art is also a little bit of writing about writing for me, and sort of the inherent disappointment in yourself as an artist that you can never quite create something as perfect as you'd like. But ballet dancers have such unusual lives, I think, especially compared to mine. They're so physical, they're so collaborative, their careers are so short, they can be undone by catastrophic injury at any moment. And I think there's a lot of inherent drama just in all these beautiful young people sort of working closely together and spending their days, you know, picking each other up and sweating. And it's a very sexy world. And for someone creating a plot, there's a lot of appeal there. And I was also just interested in artists and dancers' relationships with the limits of their talent. And what do you do when you sort of discover you're at the edge of what you can accomplish, and is the process itself enough to keep you going? And in Joan's case, it's not. So,
and it is one of those things, and I found it fascinating in the novel because it's one of those questions that you sort of know it's coming, right? I mean, you kind of know that going in, but I guess it's one of those things that most people we'll figure it out when the time comes.
Yeah, there was an article recently, I think in the New York Times, about sort of almost a support group for dancers approaching retirement and trying to figure out what to do next. And I think it's a really difficult adjustment. I actually had dinner recently with two former principal dancers from New York City Ballet. And I was so interested because what they said they missed most was taking company class every day, not the performance, just the sort of, you know, getting their bodies in tune in the morning and having that routine.
And the shelf life of a dancer is really short.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say it's changed a bit since most of Astonish Me concerns dancers in the 70s. But I think dancers have a little bit of a longer lifespan career-wise now because I think we know a lot more about how to maintain bodies. I think their practices are healthier than they used to be.
And these are dancers that start very, very young as well.
Mm-hmm.
And does that have, that's got to have an impact, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, both good and bad, of course, because you really can't do it unless you start as a small child, although there are exceptions, like Misty Copeland, who's a soloist with American Ballet Theatre, I think started as a 12-year-old or something like that, which is incredible. But there's an amazing documentary called The Children of Theatre Street about the ballet school in St. Petersburg in Russia, and they show just these incredibly tiny children, like four-year-olds, kind of having their limbs stretched and twisted to see what kind of turnout they'll be able to get and if they're sort of put together in the right way. So certainly the wear and tear starts early, but you also have to start early to really get anywhere. And I think it's so interesting. It makes such young people be so disciplined.
It was interesting reading this novel when I read it, which was last week, about of what's happening in Russia and sort of going back, many people making the leap back to the Soviet Union and what that was like, and that culture, which I found fascinating and really refreshing. And you write about Arslan, who is the Soviet dancer who defects, similar to, of course, Baryshnikov in 1974, and I assume that was a story that fascinated you.
Yeah, definitely. Baryshnikov is probably my favorite dancer, I think, like many people's. And I was careful. I knew a little bit about his biography, and I knew about how he defected, but I was careful not to learn too much about him as a person, just because I didn't want Arslan to become, you know, a stand-in for him. I wanted Arslan to be more about the idea of him and this sort of Cold War celebrity that was so flattering to us as a country that he chose to come here and leave the system that made him, really.
You structured the book much like a ballet. There are three acts. And that was that your decision from the very beginning?
Yes. And I think the structure, I also wanted the structure to be sort of episodic, the way ballets work as well, you know, sort of a little dance here and a little dance here and the whole thing moving forward. And it also has kind of that swoop and the almost melodramatic buildup that a classical ballet has. So for me, that was really a good way to engage with what I love about ballet in a book form. I'm not sure. It's pretty uncommon for a book to kind of go as big as Astonish Me does at the end, so I was a little worried about it, but it seems to be okay.
Indeed. One of the things you were talking about a moment ago when you were talking about writing about art, and that writing about art is ultimately writing about writing, which I find to be a fascinating concept. So in writing about dance, you are so, your writing on it is so detailed and technical in the description of the performances. And so obviously that comes from a lot of watching, but I'm curious as to what it took you in the writing to perfect that, to give us that idea of the detail and the movement.
Well, I mean, to an extent, it was a calculated risk. I mean, unavoidably, just because I'll never know what it's like to inhabit a dancer's body. But I did the best I could as far as research. I wrote this book while I was traveling by myself abroad for about 5 months, and I lugged a big hardback reference book with me that had photos of basically every step in sequence and everything a dancer would do at the bar and some history, and that was sort of my basic resource. But really, I don't know how anyone wrote anything before the internet, particularly in this case with YouTube, which is increasingly just an incredible dance resource. And so I would watch any variation that's in the book. I watch multiple versions of different dancers, different eras, different companies. I became very familiar with it. And more dance companies are engaging with social media, which was very helpful. Like New York City Ballet in particular and the Royal Ballet post lots of behind-the-scenes sort of short films and interviews with dancers describing what it's like to dance certain pieces, There was one video that was a pas de deux, and the ballerina was clearly wearing a camera on her head. So you could see just how the theater would spin around her. It was really amazing to see. And the Royal Ballet has
GoPro.
A video of, oh, yeah, exactly. The Royal Ballet has a video of an entire company class, and that was essential, really, just to understand how dancers are given instructions, which was something I didn't really know about. And as a verbal person, the instructions they're given feel really incomplete to me, but there's so much about the way dancers communicate that's done in gesture. So I learned a lot about that just by watching documentaries as well.
When I was reading the novel and you mentioned the ending and sort of how it all comes together, and I thought to myself, wow, this is like, this is the ultimate choreography. And then I saw that used several times in different reviews, and I said, okay, well, that wasn't original, but it seemed like maybe an obvious place to go. But it was wonderful to see how you brought it together. Did it feel like you were choreographing?
Yeah, it did. And this book got written almost by accident. I had just planned to revise this short story, and then it kind of spiraled out of control. And so it was really long. I was really far into it. I'd probably finished a complete draft before I kind of admitted to myself that I was writing something I might publish. So I was kind of writing it for my own pleasure and putting together what I would want to have happen as a reader, without any sort of consideration of how realistic it was. I would describe the book as being almost half a notch away from realism. So it was really satisfying just to sort of bring everything together and connect all the pieces.
Maggie Shipstead will be at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga on Saturday for an event. They're going to be hosting an interview and book signing, and she'll be interviewed by Darlene Myers, the artistic director and choreographer of Northeast Ballet and Myers Dance Center. And as I mentioned, the book has been, you can find out more information about that event by going to Northshire.com. The book has been getting wonderful reviews, and it is beautiful and dazzling. And Maggie Shipstead, thank you so much for spending time with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.